Insights per Minute is supported by MailChimp, celebrating creativity, chaos, and teamwork since 2001. Whatever happened to shorthand, the lingua franca of the stenographer? Not so long ago, shorthand was to penmanship what Siri is to texting, a time-saving gimmick that made us feel hopelessly modern. Turns out the lure of the truncated message predates the secretarial pool by, well, several millennia. Cicero wrote about brevity, and so did Martin Luther and Thomas Jefferson and Ernest Hemingway. But today, brevity alone is no longer sufficient. Now it has to be delivered in 144 characters, or 6 seconds of video, or in a one-minute monologue brimming with insight, like this one. But here's the thing. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because impatience is a cultural epidemic doesn't mean you have to cave. Just because you have to go short doesn't mean you can't go deep. Shakespeare said brevity is the soul of wit. Dorothy Parker said it's the soul of lingerie. But as long as we're talking about souls, about the mysterious human qualities that separate people from the mechanized efficiency of so many brevity-embracing apps, well, maybe it's time to really question what we're doing with all that saved time. This episode is brought to you by MailChimp. More than 4 million people and businesses around the world use MailChimp to send email newsletters from mobile devices, tablets, and the web. More at MailChimp.com.